What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome, welcome. Another Friday. My goodness, the summer's flying right past us as it does every single year. And as I have the pleasure of doing every day, I have great guests, great authors. And joining us this morning is Edgar Rack. It's spelled R-A-C. He is the author of Brothers and Saints. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, or tatepublishing.com. He's here to join us. Edgar, welcome.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. What's the book about? And what's the connection between Brothers and Saints?
Well, the book is basically about the relationship between Catholicism and Protestantism. It's the book that unites these two perspectives on God, on Christendom, on Jesus in general, and Jesus in particular. You know, what makes us brothers and what separates us as we see different kinds of sainthood that lead us into heaven and sort of guarantee us to get, you know, into paradise. And this is the book that I'm had a great pleasure writing because it was completely based on my experience because I've been a Catholic most of my life, but recently I've encountered Protestantism and I sort of started viewing God in a very different way, and this is what encouraged me to write this book.
Now, has this book been a form of catharsis for you? Has it helped you become a better person, and you hope it will do the same for others who read it?
I could say that. You know, before writing this book, I started seeing God the way Catholics do and the way Protestants do, and I started seeing these differences. And I just, my goal in this book was to find this golden middle, you know, that would unite these two perspectives, that you would unite these two faiths that are both similar and different alike, in each in its own way. And usually in my life, I do not do this, you know, golden middle thing. It's either all or nothing, either yes or no, it can be in love and in relationship to God, in your family, in your work. But in this book, there was this exceptional moment when I just thought of finding this golden middle that would unite these two faiths.
What are the stark differences between Catholicism and being Protestant, and has the gap been bridged?
Catholics are more concerned, as far as I remember from my childhood and my teenage years, they're more concerned about, you know, rituals, prayers, fastings, Catholics believe that wearing a medallion can guarantee you a ticket to heaven. Catholics believe that works do not save, but what saves is prayer. You know, they believe in good deeds. They don't believe in mere faith, which is the opposite of the Protestant belief, which concentrate more on God than themselves. They believe that only God can save, and they by themselves can do nothing to be saved, to be eternally redeemed. And this is the most important and basic difference between these two concepts. But the matter of fact is this, that neither works nor prayers nor fastings nor medallions nor literature, and by literature I mean the Bible, the sacred book, neither buildings, you know, made of brick and stone, etc., none of these things can actually say, because both Protestants and Catholics have loved the true concept of God, who God is, and that is actually the feeling, the sense of love. And once a person, a believer or not, finds this, you know, this magical bliss, this feeling of love, this feeling of love towards higher intelligence, towards your neighbor, towards your friend, your family, that's who God is. And I try to convey this idea in my
book. Were there any experiences early on for you that that shaped the viewpoint that you have? What was your really background? I'm trying to get at the genesis for writing the book.
I just started. At first it was after I found Catholicism and Protestantism, you know, these two faiths, I was really disappointed by how both of these perspectives see God, which was the wrong way, you know, which was the wrong way to believe in Him. And I was really disappointed how they criticize each other, how they concentrate more on this endless war, on this endless battle, you know, who's right, who's wrong, who will be saved, who will be...
Yeah, everybody has a different God and a different viewpoint, and everybody thinks their right. God is the only one. Do you see that there's a common God for all of us?
Yes, sir, I do. I do.
Who is this book written for, Edgar? Who did you intentionally desire this book to be written for?
This book was like a call for Catholics and Protestants, to, you know, to stop looking at each other, stop blaming each other for what's behind us already, and start concentrating more on God, start concentrating more on the feelings towards each other rather than, you know, this hatred or sense of pride. I could even say that this book was written for atheists as well, because I would strongly urge, especially non-believers, to, you know, give a shot for this book, because I think that its story, its morals, can help them better understand God. Because, you know, most of the non-believers, when they see people spending plenty of hours in the churches, but then rejecting people who are from other, you know, from other denominations or from other cultures, they get a wrong perspective on God. They have this wrong idea of who God is. So this book kind of, you know, sets boundaries.
You talk about sainthood and paths of righteousness, how they're different but similar. Can you explain?
Yes, of course. Paths of righteousness, you know, both Catholics and Protestants have their own paths of sainthood, which is why this word saints also is included in the title. Catholics view sainthood as, you know, as a path of prayer. You know, they think that if they're gonna just pray for like 5-6 hours a day, that's the way they're gonna be saved by. And Protestants, on the other hand, they believe in good works. They're going to help the poor. They're going to help, you know, they're going to lend money without expecting anything back. That's their way of sainthood. So both of these paths are good. They're godly ways, but at the same time, they're entirely different, because none of these ways actually help us see God better. So,
what kind of feedback have you gotten on the book?
From those who read it, they were quite astonished. I mean,
what do people tell you who have read the book?
Yes. There were a few atheists who read the book, and they were really, one of them has actually given me his thanks because he really said that he never thought of God in this kind of way. He always thought of God, you know, as a, in a matter of Ten Commandments, you know, as someone who gives you, just rules, laws, etc. And this book helped him change the perspective on God in general and life of religious path. So
go ahead. Yeah. Continue.
Oh yeah. My apologies. So I was really glad because this book was also directed for the non-believers. So hearing that from an atheist, so to speak, was really an accomplishment for me.
Yeah. All right, just one final question here. Have you seen any other books written on this topic? It seems like it's quite creative and insightful.
I could say Tim Keller, the very, very famous pastor here in the U.S., he writes about similar things. He writes about how Christians should not reject, you know, non-believers, how they should accept them, how God should be viewed not as a, you know, as a physical being, but as a feeling towards our brothers and sisters.
All right. On that note, I want to thank you, Ed Dirac. We're just about out of time. The book is Brothers and Saints, published by Tate Publishing. Thanks for your insights. Pleasure having you on. We'll be back.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
To noon, 11:20 a.m. WBMW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, we're back, and a little later on in the show, we're going to chat with Anita Kovic. She's an online dating expert. That's international dating, so that's an interesting topic and such a big attraction. We'll find out later on when Anita joins us. I want to just quickly talk about Trump for a change, right? And then talk about the just horrific job this guy in office is doing. He's doing everything perfectly to destroy the United States of America. I can't put it in more simplistic terms. And when people like Senator John McCain come out and make accusations that that Obama was responsible for ISIS and then takes it back, why is everyone so scared? On one hand, they're so compelled to tell the truth in certain occasions, like that was a truthful statement. On the other hand, they immediately withdraw their statements. I don't know whether what percentage this is a big brother state, but I can tell you it exists. It exists within the White House. It exists within the government agencies. Because while 99% of the people in this country refer to fundamental, I shouldn't say that, because the left doesn't. That was a mistake. The majority of people in this country have no hesitation in referring to radical Islam terrorists. Everybody within the Obama administration is forbidden to use that. Of course, they use the word ISIL. They use the word Daesh. It's all a matter of deflection. You can come to your own conclusions. I mean, I have my conclusions, and I've intimated them on air. I'm not going to come on here and create sensationalism with documentation to back up the fact that, well, you can fill in the blanks on this. I'm just not going to go there. But we're looking at this most recent act of war, and it was Islamic terrorism. All of a sudden, the blame is on prejudice against gays. We've heard workplace violence. We've heard lone wolves. Come on. Obama comes on and says how we're under control and we're winning this war and we're shrinking ISIS's territory, and I'm paraphrasing him, and a threat isn't as strong as it used to be. And Brennan, the CIA head, who's no angel, trust me, this guy has done his share of lying, comes on and says that ISIS basically is getting bigger and more dangerous. So the people on the left, including Obama, that was so emotional, wasn't it? Seeing Barry Obama and Joe Biden down there with such heavy hearts. I normally wouldn't question anyone's feelings, but come on. What did he do, run out and play golf right after that? Using gay nightclub as the center of attention, that it's because of discrimination against gays. And all I can say is the gay community, I think, will rise up and go with Trump. Now, here's the segue to Trump. Because of the gay community, and he claims he has blacks and Hispanics, and he's just referring to himself in the first person too much. Trump, 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 they love Trump. It's a bad sign. It doesn't pale to what Hillary is and what Hillary's has done and what we're going to find out about Hillary. I know there's lots more to come out. I have said from the beginning, just like I pegged Barry Hussein Obama, Barry Soltero, from the beginning, right from the beginning, I knew what he was. Why is this country so dumb? I don't even want to use the word ignorant. I mean, that's the word. It's dumb. I'm going to say what I think. Ignorance goes around the first time and it morphs into dumbness and stupidity. But Trump, I said from the very beginning, almost from the very beginning, was that he not only didn't expect to become the Republican nominee, and that's understandable. Who did? If he didn't expect to become it, then who did? He's just shredded his 16 opponents. But I also have said for months and months and months that he really doesn't want to win this. He's doing everything, which is the antithesis of what a candidate would do to win it. Trump could coast to, I think he could coast to victory, honest to goodness. This is a hard job being president. I don't know how hard it is for Obama. He's found a way to make it useful with campaign speeches. He loves them, with golf and vacations. But by and large, it should be a difficult job. It isn't. That's why we're in the state we're in, because of the guy in office right now. If you really want to do something in behalf of this country, then you got to put in the hard work. And when Obama says he gets news from the newspapers and from press conferences, I mean, that, I wouldn't even come out and admit that. But, hey, he's got the press on his side, and how powerful are they? They're powerful enough. Obama has run national security policy only to preserve his leftist agenda. It's not in the interests of America. It's not in the interests of security. He doesn't want anything to do with what's going on. We've gone from 25 to 50 to 200,000 people slaughtered over in Syria as a result of Assad's actions and his cohorts. And now they're up to about 400,000. We've had, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of Christians slaughtered. This guy doesn't care, but just slaughter one Muslim. Just have one Muslim killed, and all hell breaks loose. I mean, what kind of a conclusion can you come to? It's almost 8 years of deliberate inaction. And now the Islamic State leads the global jihad, and they're in our own country. They're in our own territory. They're within our own borders. And Obama does not want to fight this war, nor will Hillary Clinton want to, in spite of the fact that she's been touted as a warmonger. She's no warmonger. And in the meanwhile, we're ignoring all the things that are necessary to preserving American security. We're going after the gun people. You know, there are so many gun laws on right now forbidding what, quote, these lobbyists are looking for. None of these, very few of these laws are enforced. So why create new laws when you don't even enforce the others? And a lot of the laws they're looking to enforce, they're already here. They're already instead. I think back to last February, and the Islamic State had beheaded 21 Christians in Libya, and immediately the attacks in Paris that left, I don't know, what was 15 to 20 dead in the White House, welcomed domestic and foreign representatives from law enforcement, government, and religious groups, including the extremist Islamic Society. And you know, a lot of what he's done has been at the request.
Less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370. Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor.
When you hear songs like that, you immediately think of love, you immediately think of attachment, and that's what we're going to talk about, which is a subject in the mind of everyone. Trust me, everyone, we're always thinking about that kind of love makes the world go round, and right now love is international. Joining us is Anita Kovic, C-O-V-I-C. She's an online dating expert, and I'm going to give you two websites that her affiliation is with, AnastasiaDate.com and AsianDate.com. It's great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Why all the excitement? And I've heard this. I haven't gone, you know, I've been happily married for a number of years, so I don't go to these websites. But what is all the sudden interest in expanding one's horizons from domestic dating online, which has become, you know, incredible? My daughter got married 2 weeks ago, my younger daughter, and she met someone she met online. What's this fascination with international dating?
Well, great point. International online dating is here, and it's here to stay. I would say the difference between domestic and international online dating is mainly because international online dating sites offer more opportunities for people to find their ideal companion. Definitely more opportunities. There are no geographical or communicational restrictions today. And it's really easy and convenient to communicate with people halfway across the globe.
How many of these relationships, and I guess this leads to the question you've done, there's been a lot of polling done. What is the principal reason? You know, is it to find someone to marry? Is it to find someone to have a casual dating experience with who's exciting? How do you break this down? And is there a difference between what the statistics reveal here and domestic online dating?
Well, there are plenty of choices. It's not that we decide, yes, this is just for a casual talk. This is up to our members. They have a freedom to decide what's the purpose of using our international online dating sites, in this case, Anastasia Date and Asian Date. So if they're there just for the casual talk, or maybe to create a friendship, or maybe to visit a friend that lives in another country and educate themselves on a different culture, or eventually find someone for a serious relationship and even get married. So that we leave for our members to decide. We have different features that we offer to our members to be able to communicate easily, such as webcam, chat, and emails, love letters, if you will. But the great thing about Anastasia Date and Asian Date is that we mainly connect members from United States with members from Europe and Asia. And the fact that I'm very proud of is that we currently have 20 million members, and we boost over 80 million members annually, which I do believe says a lot about quality of our services.
Yeah, I guess it is, and I was about to ask you, and I think you in part answered it, AnastasiaDate.com and AsianDate.com. Go on up on it. It's fascinating. Is there much competition, and does the AnastasiaDate.com and AsianDate.com hold the largest market?
Yes, we are one of the leaders in this market, that's for sure, because we differ from other sites. Most of the very successful sites, of course, are mainly domestic, and there are limits to it. But with us, we are trying to expand those limits and to provide people with an opportunity to search for their love all over the world, if you will. And yes, when it comes to the International Online Dating Survey, I'm glad to say that we had a very positive results, and we discovered that 1.4 million American men have used international online dating sites. And nearly half of online daters say that finding someone to share their life with is a high priority, which outranks excelling in their careers.
I don't want to overemphasize this, but Anastasia Date and Asian Date have spent so much time in the polling. I'd like you to reveal some of the other statistics that have come out here. I have them, but I'd rather hear them from you, because they're truly informative.
Yes. Well, interesting facts are that online daters are mainly looking for companionship, 69%. Friendship, 65%. And true love, 62%. And the reasons why people turn to online dating are either because it's easier to find someone with similar interests, which was 60% of our surveyed participants. Then there is the ability to screen potential dates, 44%. And it widens the dating pool, 35%.
Talk about the typical demographic who uses this service. I mean, is it businessmen? Is it the average people? Is it somebody of a certain age group? Do you have a breakdown of the statistics?
Well, it is people between 45 and 60 years old, 35 and 60 years old, who are, of course, successful in their business, their careers, and who are ready to dedicate themselves, hopefully, to a serious relationship or something even more serious than that. But yes, definitely people who are successful and who have, you know, enough budget, if they will, to meet up with another person and travel halfway across the globe if they want to meet up with.
Yeah, how many of them actually travel to do it, that they get so caught up? Is that a large number?
Yes, we have large majority of our members do travel.
Wow.
And we have a lot of successful stories. But as I said, we don't interfere with that. It's all up to our members. We provide them.
Right. You're providing the tools.
Yes,
they take it over from there.
To connect, yes. And then it's up to them if they want to meet up with that person or not. Like in real life, I always say, you rely on your common sense. For example, if someone calls you for a coffee and you just met that person a day ago, it's up to you to ask yourself, maybe this person deserves to see me in person and have a coffee with. So, yeah, we are a very safe platform, and we ensure that all the data provided to us is safe, and we take care of it. But when it comes to our members deciding who will be the person to take your relationship to a next level, it's completely up to our members.
Are there women who participate in this too? What's the breakdown, male and female?
Well, it's you need both.
Yeah, I know. You do need both. Is the majority men, though?
I would say it's 50-50, because we have, as I said, we connect mainly members from United States, which are mainly a male, with a female audience across the world.
Anita Kovic joining us with really a fascinating session here, online dating. She is an online dating expert with AnastasiaDate.com and AsianDate.com. And I'd be curious, married or not, just to check out those websites. I don't want to make this even something that sounds political, but the thought does enter my mind, and maybe others. Do you have any idea? I know you already said you just made, let them make the connection. You provide the tools. But how many women, for example, overseas are looking to marry men here to attain U.S. citizenship? This may be totally out of your jurisdiction or ballpark, but I'm going to ask. I've asked it already.
That's completely, and I mean, that's a legit question, and I do see that many people, that question comes across many people's minds. But that's something that we are trying, and we are doing it successfully, trying to stay away from. Because online dating in general, international or domestic, always has that, it used to have at least, that stigma attached to it, which nowadays is fading away, and I'm glad because of that. We are really not promoting that, and we are trying and fighting that on a daily basis to stay away from that stigma, especially women or men coming over here because of papers or any other reason rather than love. Our sites are mainly here to connect people and provide them with a chance to find love.
Yeah, and obviously that will be the ultimate desired result.
Yes.
In working with this online dating, international online dating, what most surprised you in your research? What came up real quick here? Was there anything? We're just about out of time. Was there anything that surprised you?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm surprised, but I was glad to learn more that about our members. And according to this survey, I've learned that international online daters are more likely to prioritize settling down and starting a family versus regular domestic online
dating. Anita Cobb.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Live stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
Just a tip of the hat to some wonderful people who have made my life better, my wife's life better, given us a great vacation fun this past week when I was in New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Farm Museum, there's a whole long itinerary of all these great events they have coming up. And I mean, it's just too lengthy. I can't go through it. They've got something almost every day right through October. They also include Thanksgiving and Christmas, but you can go to farmmuseum.org. Thank you to the wonderful people up there. I really appreciate it. Also, and I'll be talking in greater detail with Sue and Gary Methot of the Snowflake Inn in Jackson, New Hampshire. Wow. It's my third or fourth time back, and it's spectacular. Go on my website at stutaylor.com. And you'll hear an interview conducted on a remote broadcast 2 years ago. It's unbelievable. Also, two great restaurants, the Black Cap Grill, Ben Williams, who will be on. And, wow, you know, I just can't drive that distance to have lunch every day, but it's spectacular. I must admit, while everyone tried variable menus, I was kind of stuck on the lobster roll. You know, you get on one thing and you can't switch out. And then, finally, but certainly not least of all, the Christmas Farm Inn, also in Jackson, New Hampshire. The Black Cap Grill is in North Conway, the Christmas Farm Inn. I mean, I was saying to Sandra and Gary, who are the owners, just Google Christmas Farm Inn. You won't, people say, where can I go for a great vacation? It's as any restaurant that I've been to in any of the major cities, and as most of you regular listeners know, I travel a lot, and I've even had a restaurant show. Can't think of a better restaurant. You'd think way up in Jackson, New Hampshire. It is absolutely spectacular. Okay, back to the show, and we will be on more pleasant note talking with some of these wonderful people coming up. But right now, I want to get back to where I left off two segments ago, and that the Islamic State and the beheading in Libya and the attacks in Paris. I mean, I can go through all of them here. We can go through what's been going on in this country, and we see stepped up attacks all around the world. So much for our ability to counteract violent extremism. People say, okay, Mr. Big Shot, how would you do it? Well, if it takes 100,000 troops on the ground, plus, and here's where I think we're failing the most, and I always like to point my finger at Obama because I think he's responsible for so many things and perhaps has alienated our, quote, friends. We've got to get a coalition, and I don't know how you do it. I mean, I just don't know how you do it. I mean, Trump has said it, but aha, it's not really an aha moment. You got to get Britain and France and Germany and even Russia, who suffers at the hands of these maniacs, these barbarians. It just seems to me, if you know, it sounds so simple, and maybe not that simple, but if you get a coalition going and you all participate, it seems like you could wipe these parasites off the face of the earth. I know it's not Germany or Japan and it's not a contained area, but Obama doesn't have any interest in doing this. Somebody asked me my favorite book the other day, and I certainly it's right up at the top, and I think it's Sun Tzu. I read years ago when former Patriot Hall of Famer John Hanna was in his office. We had, I won't say a friendship, an acquaintanceship, and he gave me a copy of that book, The Art of War. It's a brilliant book from a Chinese general and strategist on how to win wars. Obama is the antithesis of that. He wants to stay away from all of this. Why? He's much more interested in preserving his own image, his own legacy here. It's the epitome of deceit. And there are attacks that are just stepped up everywhere. The jihad continues. Obama referred to terror. It's just amazing. They just won't acknowledge the Islamic beliefs that inspire it. Not going to do it. And everybody's under, you see, everybody, they can't slip. They can't say that. Call the enemy what it is, because Sun Tzu, who wrote The Art of War, says you can't beat someone unless you're able to define the enemy. And I can't think of the quote. It's just a great quote that he had in the book. And I don't know what to, if I think of it, I'll tell you. But it's how to go about doing this. It's difficult for containment. So this is going to take a huge international effort. We look at Boston, we look at Paris, you look at San Bernardino, you look at Orlando, you look at Charlotte, you look at Connecticut. And what are we doing? It's soft zones. It's gun-free zones. These people, by and large, are cowards. And if they want to commit the atrocities they're committing, they go to gun-free zones. ISIS is intent to strike the U.S. homeland. And we're not going to tick anyone off more by referring it to as fundamental Islamic terror. Obama's afraid you're going to offend someone. That's their goal. That's their doctrine. That's their religious belief. Wipe us out or convert us. Doesn't matter what you say or do. So you've got to fight this war to win. This administration doesn't do it. Obama talks tough. He moves on to something else. He talks about degrading the threat. He never has had, and he's not going to have now a sustained and serious strategy to doing it. Which leads me to this upcoming election. And to say as disenchanted, and I am, as disenchanted as I am with Donald Trump, once again, I plead to all of you out there, you have a choice. I think Trump wants to beat the enemy. He wants to restore the economy. CNBC's Larry Kudlow even says he's got the best plan out there. What Larry Kudlow says is good enough for me. You have a choice, and I just continually run into people who were so turned off by Trump, like they were about Bush, that look what they put in the office for the alternative, Obama, and now it looks like Hillary Clinton. You are as much responsible as they are to the destruction of this country if you follow that agenda. But I have hope. I just have hope that America will return to its greatness. This is Stu Taylor wishing you a terrific weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.